enjoyed that interview with Anthony Hudson. And that was a pre-recorded interview that we did earlier today because Anthony had to be at an event this evening. So, but I'm here myself to answer any questions you may have about Anthony Hudson's campaign for Congress or about how to live free, a virus deception, fear, robbery, and slavery, or on how to restore freedom in America like we were meant to have as designed by America's founding fathers. So this is the time to ask your question. The call number is 657-383-1755. And then on your telephone pad, 57-383-1755 and press 1 for your questions. My screen looks like froze up on my screen. So maybe something's wrong. Are we connected still? Okay, I'm going to repeat the number to see if you're there, folks. Number to call 657-383-1755 and then press 1 on your telephone keypad. 657-383-1755 and press 1 on your telephone keypad. Okay, are we connected? Okay. All right, folks, I'm going to try to take your questions one at a time. Let's see, we have a caller right now from Erica's 406. Folks, remember that before you ask your question, to please announce your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then proceed with your question. The first caller we have is from area code 406 from Montana. You're live, my friend. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Name John, and I heard about you from a coworker.
Very good. And how may I help you, John?
I sent you a couple emails today asking you about that, about the union hall, keeping my taxes whenever I fill out the proper W-4, and I went exempt on it, and they told me that there was nothing that they could do. Their hands was bound by the IRS that told them when I have a lump sum that I have to pay the 20% tax. But on my monthly retirement, that I can go ahead and be tax exempt on that. So I challenged them, and I read off your paperwork for the reduction acts that the release of the employer's liability. Told them about like gold versus gold and the Carhartt case and all that, and they didn't care. They said there's nothing we can do about it. So I just lost $22,000 to the IRS again.
Okay. Here's the thing, my friend. I wish you had joined Restore Freedom Plan before you did all this, because had you joined back then, that you would have Freedom Law School on your side to speak with these people and their manager and supervisors and legal department to stop the theft of your money. That's one reason we provide the Restore Freedom Plan, is not just to keep you from IRS, from trying to mess with you, hurt you, not just to restore freedom from all Americans by funding freedom lawsuits, you know, honest, you know, election lawsuits, funding freedom news broadcasters, and good people like Anthony Hudson represent the American people, but also when you have things like this come up, we could be there free from the very beginning. If you're telling me that they already stole your money, then they already stole your money.
Well,
I can't do anything after the fact, but had you contacted us beforehand, what I would have done with you, okay, is don't take that little the clerk's nonsense to you that, oh, well, we have to do it this way. Sorry, buddy, tough luck, get lost, get out of here, little boy, get out of here. I would not have accepted that. I would have gone to that person's manager, and a manager's manager if necessary, and go the legal department if necessary, and the attorney to argue about this. What's wrong with what we're saying? The first thing on there we're following is IRS's own instructions on the W-4 form. Are you telling me you're going to violate IRS's instruction on the form? Where is it that you don't agree? You disagree with the IRS? You see, you don't know how to do that. You're not experienced in that, my friend. That's where you guys want my support at Freedom Law School to help you with these little things as they come up, hopefully beforehand.
I've been talking to your student. I've been talking to
you. Are you a student of us? Are you a Restore Freedom Plan member, John?
No, I'm waiting on getting this money. I did your plan. I talked to Eric, Steve, George. I have everything laid out. I've been waiting on this money so I can afford to send you $2,000 cash.
But you
I
have
can't
to send
$2,000.
That's not true, my brother. You did not have to send us $2,000, okay? You know that we'll allow you to start with only 25% of your membership, which in the case of $2,000 membership minimum would be only $500. I believe you could raise $500 somehow or another to save yourself $22,000. Even if you had to borrow from a brother or friend, I would have done that.
Well,
I train everybody that is my educators to, you know, not only that on our website, the options to start with a 25% down payment and then make the rest of the payments or next month after getting the money. But
payment, I couldn't afford it. I lost my kid. I'm fighting North Dakota. I'm paying child support. I'm paying state taxes, federal taxes. I'm in a bind. So, no, I just lost another $22,000. I'm going to be a member here Friday, but it's coming down to you Friday.
Well, it's too late now, but I wish you had, however you become a member, you had done it back then because I could save this $22,000, brother, not go to evildoers and have you keep it because it belongs to you. You worked hard for this money, and you deserve to keep it. Now, let me ask you, are you sure that check for $22,000 already being mailed out to the IRS?
It's going to be in 2 days. Tomorrow,
well,
they're going to my monthly retirement. Tomorrow, then the next day, the lump sum is going to come into my bank.
Delay the money coming to your account. Say, I don't want it right now. Delay the month. Become a member. Let me help you.
Okay.
Just don't say, I don't want it right now. Change my mind. Maybe a month from now I'll do it, okay? Or 2 weeks, okay? Yeah, a month would be better.
Here's where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
I've already made all the promises to the IRS that I was going to pay them on Friday. They'd already told me that they're going to come after me if I don't pay them. My bank's waiting on me. A lot of people's waiting on this money. It's been a slow 4 months because of Joe Biden and just the economy going on. I'm in a bind.
I don't understand what you mean about you promised the IRS paying money. Your email doesn't explain anything about that to me. You, from the previous 10 stories, owe the IRS money, how much? And you told them you're going to pay him with this? How much you're going to pay him?
Yep.
What did you tell them?
Yep. Then they told me to call them back in 10 days after that to make sure that it all cleared, to make sure it was all processed.
How much?
$7,900.
The delay. They'll be fine. What are they going to do? They can't get money out of the rock. They can't get blood out of turnip. It's not there. Okay, just delay it a little bit. Wouldn't hurt you. That's what I would do. Let's see what we can do. You're going to join Restore Freedom Plan anyways, so might as well join first, before this money is distributed and that big part of it has been gone. All right, John?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome, my friend. Let's see. We have another caller from area code 530. Call from area code 530. You're live with Freedom Law School. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question. Are you there? Call from America's 530.
Yeah, sorry about that. My name is Benjamin from California, and I heard about you online through there's some of these other websites, basically.
Do you know whose website was it that referred it to us? It was just search. Do you remember?
I think it was. It was actually I was on a different website. It was like the NATF or something. I'll be honest with you. I was down the rabbit hole a little bit, and then someone actually said, "Hey, you should check this guy out. He actually uses the real law, and he goes through everything." And when I checked out your, I've been researching the law quite a bit since COVID hit, and when you started using the IRS website and all that to talk about it, it just clicked. And so it was a member from one of these other websites, so. I don't remember her name, though.
Okay. No problem, my friend. And how may I help you?
So I'm a licensed contractor here in California, heating and air conditioning. I started my business back in last year, February 28th. And I would have opted not to get a license and just worked either way. But here in California, distributors will not sell HVAC equipment to you without a license. So I had no choice. So all that to say, when I got the license, one of the requirements for them is that you have to have workers' comp, even if you don't have employees. It's called a ghost policy, and it's just my trade and a few other specialty trades. The workers' comp, every year. So this is my first year, and now they're doing an audit. And one of the things that they're requesting from me is my tax income, my report or whatever. But seeing that I filed the petitions and I'm just not going to file taxes or sign the 1040 or anything like that, I don't have any documentation to give them so that they can determine my insurance liability. So just wondering, I guess this is more of a, how do you deal with other agencies that are depending on those reports? Because if I don't have workers' comp, they submit it to the Board of California Licensing, contractor's license, and then they'll pull my license if I don't maintain workers' comp. So it's kind of a domino effect, if it makes sense.
Who's auditing you for what purpose? You know, being clear. If you got workers' compensation insurance, you pay for the insurance company. That's it. So I don't have any paperwork from you. So I'm going to try to do my best to answer your question, even though this is a very special question, very narrow issue of particular to you. You really need to do a one-on-one private consultation because I have no magic formula to go all the 50 states. Workers' compensation laws and whatever audit they might do out of nowhere, and now no letter for me to see see what they're saying. But I need to see a paperwork. But without that paperwork, just give me your best of who's auditing you for what.
It's the workers' comp. They're requesting
the insurance company.
The insurance company
that sells you workers' compensation is what you mean, correct?
Yes.
Tell them you don't have it.
Okay.
You can't give them something you don't have. That simple.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I could try that.
Well, yeah, we don't have it.
Okay. Well, I'll try it.
Look, sometimes dealing with bureaucracies of government and insurance and banks, sometimes it's like being a young man going on a date with a girl. Really, it shouldn't be like that. But it's like, well, what I say after I say hello? Depends on what she says back. Do I say, oh, nice weather today? What do I say after that? Oh, nice cozy wearing tonight. What do I say after that? Depends all on what they say. You're assuming that, oh, I'm going to be in trouble with them, but not necessarily. I mean, I don't see any trouble. They're out there. They want your money. The workers' compensation company is there to make money. That's their business. Mm-hmm. So give them the money. As long as you get the money, what does it matter? one step at a time, my friend. Without that and more paperwork, at this point, I wish I could give you more exact, precise answers, but I can't.
No, that's okay. I think that's great. It's definitely it's helpful. It gives me a path, and I think I'll just tell them I don't have any of that information, because I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to determine again liability, how much, if I have any payroll employees. I don't, and even if I did, obviously I would follow your plan and you know, not go down that rabbit hole, but I don't have any employees, so I think they're just trying to determine if they should charge me more because I had payroll or something like that. So, but yeah, I'll definitely try to do that, and maybe I'll send that paperwork over so you can look at it, and maybe next week we can revisit it.
Wait a minute, now listen, you gotta just send the paperwork to me. It's not like I got nothing better to do than answer people's questions for free. Okay, I got a lot of people want my time. Okay, so you got two ways to go about it. Hand it yourself. Okay, two, this is very special, this situation. So if you want to send for a private one-on-one consultation with me, pay. I could take my time, look at this poster, give you an answer. Best answer I can give you. If you want to do it by yourself for a while, give them nothing and wait before a consultation, that's fine also. But I don't just send paper to me and free answer a person A, B, C, D, E, F, G. There's not enough of me to do that, my friend, okay?
Understood. I appreciate your time so far. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, let me ask you another question. When was the last time you filed and paid income tax, Benjamin?
Well, I just started my business, so this is the first year I didn't file as self-employed, but it's been about 3 years since I filed.
Good for you. A good start.
Yeah. But I did download the petitions. I sent those in, and I'm actually printing some new ones up this year, and I figured, I don't know if this is the right way or not to do it, but I figured every year I'll do that. And I listened to your video with your interview with Joe Bannister, and here's the thing. I know that my intentions truly are to do the right thing. I'm not trying to evade anything, but I mean, in good conscience, I can't taxes because I'm not being a good steward over the things that God has given me. If I give my money away when I don't have to. So, you know, I'm looking at CPAs, looking for people that bring in this information to them and just asking them. Cause I mean, the more paper trail that I have, I fully believe that, I mean, how are they going to prove criminal intent when I show my intentions were to do the right thing?
That's right. You've done your homework by going to our website. That's good. You've done the right thing. So keep going there.
Well, thank you.
Okay. If you want to become a student, something like this, I would go over for you at no charge to give you incentive to contribute to Restore Freedom Plan and be part of the solution for us working together. So keep that in mind also as an option, okay? But do your best right now what you can. Give them nothing at a minimum and go from there forward. All right, Benjamin.
Well, if yeah. Okay, thank you.
Oh, you're welcome, my friend. My pleasure. Okay, folks, the call-in line is available right now. The lines are open. The number to call if you have a question is 657-383-1755. And on your telephone keypad, you press 1, and I'll take your question next. Dial 657-383-1755, and on your keypad, press 1, and I will take your question next, okay? We have a call from area code 413. Caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hey, Payman, my name's John. Nice to meet you, sir.
Likewise, John.
I heard about the program. I heard about you on Twitter. I forget who posted it up there. the information wasn't new to me.
Was it Twitter us on our Twitter channel or someone at Twitter for warning us up there? Some online I'm sorry?
Someone had promoted you.
Do you remember who it was?
I do not.
Was it man or woman?
It was a man, I believe.
Okay. Very good.
Yep.
And how may I help you, John?
Well, I appreciate it very much. And so I'm a plumber, and I'm just attempting to go out on my own and start my own company. I'm trying to – I want to stop paying the federal tax, one, for monetary reasons, and two, just because it's not the right thing to do, and I feel like it's feeding the beast in many, many different ways. And so I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to set up the company in order to do this. And I'm new at this. I really have no idea what I'm doing. So what I had done was filed for a DBA. I haven't started yet, but I have literally jobs to go to tomorrow. I've actually been holding off until I was able to speak with you. I'm just trying to figure out which way to go here. Is the DBA the right way to go? And also a couple of the customers that I'm dealing with, one is like a co-op that owns a housing facility, and a different customer, and they gave me W-9s to fill out, and I thought that was kind of odd, and I didn't really know how to handle that. Is that going to, if by me filling that out and giving them my information, is that going to paint me into a quarter tax-wise?
No, it doesn't obligate you if you get a W-9, so that does not obligate you to nothing.
Okay. So I can do it the way I'm doing it, and then just when it comes tax time, I just leave out the federal government and pay the rest of them. Or pay the state, rather.
What state do you live in?
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts follows federal tax laws definitions. So if you do not own any federal income tax, which you don't owe Massachusetts any income tax either.
Really? Okay. So what about and Social Security and all that stuff?
FICA, Social Security applies only to certain activities involved by people in four U.S. island territories of Guam, Puerto Rico, Virgin Islands, and American Samoa. Since you're not in one of these four U.S. island territories, it does not apply to you either. And you see it on our website, step one. Okay? Yeah, I'll show you on our video, on our screen right now. I'm going to go to step one, follow the law. When you scroll down, there's a video here you see, does Social Security and Medicare taxes apply to your wages or your employees' wages? On this, when you scroll down below the main video, the four videos below is the bottom right one, the one that says Stop Social Security Taxes, the short version. The longer, complete version is also down here on the bottom right of these five videos. So educate yourself on that. You don't need to pay those taxes either.
All right.
Any other questions?
Thank you very much, sir. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. My pleasure, John. Let's go. We have a caller now from area code 704. Caller, please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Yeah.
Your name is?
Are you talking to me?
Oh, yes, Nelson? You. America 704. It's the floor is yours, my friend.
Oh, hi. Yeah.
What's your first name? I heard about us. Send your
Nelson.
Question. Nelson.
Yeah, man.
And how did you hear about Phil Mawson, Nelson?
Yeah, I didn't think I was going to get on that quick. I was trying to pull you up on my laptop so I could watch it. But let's here's my question, man.
How
I came
did
across
hear about
you from
Clayton Nelson?
Clayton Morris. You had the interview with him on Redacted?
Yes, yes. Very good.
Yeah.
Please continue.
Great interview, man. Great interview. A lot of information. I learned a lot. And that sent me down a rabbit hole because I was I watched Redacted pretty regularly. I have a question, actually an issue that's been going on for since 2023. And I didn't even know how to make this long story very short, but I'm going to try. My wife had a job, W-2 employee. The company that she was working for set her to zero withholdings. And we went to file, she was a high-income earner, and now we're, like, in debt for, like, $19,000, $20,000.
So did she have zero withholding from her paycheck, or did she have maximum withholding from her paycheck? What do you mean by zero withholding?
Zero.
Zero
withholding.
No withholding.
Her employer was a real, he's not a good guy, and he actually messed with a lot of people's tax returns that year.
How did he mess with people's tax return about not stealing your money? Wait a minute. How did he mess with your tax return but not stealing your money out of your paycheck? He lets you keep your money.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
What's wrong with that? You realize that, Nelson, your wife and you never owed that money to the IRS in the first place? So,
yeah,
if you do not owe the IRS money, why would you want the IRS to steal it from you? Let me ask you, did you sign a 1040 income tax confession trap form with your wife by this April 15th?
So.
Did you file one or not? Yes or no?
Yes.
That's the problem. You never owe the IRS nothing. Your accountant,
CPA,
TurboTax, deceived you into filling out that confession form and tell the IRS that you owe the money. My skin is frozen, by the way. Okay, let me show you on my screen, okay, what I got here. Let's see what happened to you, okay? Let's see. Can I switch screens now? Okay, here we go. Okay, you see this? You see me on video or just you see me or hear me only on the on Blog Talk? You also see my screen here?
No.
Okay. Go to freedomlawschool.org now.
Yep.
Go on your computer.
Type
in freedomlawschool.org. Okay. Freedom Law. Let me know when you're there.
Okay. There. I've been to your site before. I love the site.
Well, go to step two. Go down to step two. Okay. And then click on the cartoon on the left of it. Okay, do you see that?
Yeah.
That cartoon,
being struck by lightning?
No. You have that old website somehow re-cached on your computer. FreedomLawSchool.org. You should go down to step two.
Okay. Oh, I went too far. I'm sorry. I'm step seven. I got it. End of filing the income tax forms, yes.
And filing income tax confession form. Now, exactly. Now, when you're there, you just stop filing income tax forms. Is that what your computer says or end?
Yeah, stop filing. Yep.
There we go. On the left of that, you see a cartoon box. Click on that and tell me what you see.
I got a video from Odyssey.
No. Right there, step two is a stop filing income tax forms. On the left, it says step two with the square box, a cartoon in front of it that should show, you know, what I have on my screen. And man hanging with a 1040 form rope around his neck with a pen in his hand, and he just signed a bunch of tax forms. And the IRS says, click. And Pete underneath him, hanging him, says, you did it to yourself. You see that cartoon?
Yeah.
Well, that's what you did. Your employer was your friend. You were deceived by your accountant and CPA to fill out that confession form and tell the IRS under oath you owe them money. Who told you have to file 1040 income tax forms? And who filled it out for you, yourself or someone else?
So, actually, when we found out what happened, we called Anthem Tax Services.
There you go.
See how they could help us.
Yep. They sure helped you out, right? They put the rope right
there.
No,
they didn't help us at all.
They didn't help you. They charged you for putting a rope around your neck and telling the ass you owe the money. So you got to go back and get your money back. So I owe nothing to the IRS. Until you deceived me to pay you to put the rope around my neck.
So how would I go about fighting that? Is that possible or is it too late?
Too late. Sorry. Do not file any more confession forms. Okay? If you go inside, continue to step two. Go down to step two, scroll down, says continue. Step two, do you see that below my picture there? Do you see that?
I'm thinking my website here is still looking a little different than what you're talking about, but let me see.
Okay, well, you go down there, step two, and you will see, you scroll down, that you signed that doggone form under penalties of perjury. You confess you owe the money. Under oath, on line 37,
okay.
The amount you owe. So don't do it again. Your employer is your friend.
I got you.
But I'm not stealing out of your paycheck money. In fact, you should turn him on to Freedom Law School. I mean, he does a good job. In fact, he should stop stealing so-called FICA or Social Security taxes from the paycheck of your wife also. Let you keep all your money. So in this inflationary times, you have some money left over to be savings, not be in debt to credit card companies. Sounds good to you?
Yeah. All right. So yeah, now I'm able to see the website like you're talking about. I see stuff too with the little caricature there. You did it to yourself. I got you. So
yep.
I've already, you know, society is kind of programmed us to file over and over and over every year, and this fear that has been put into us. I went to the house.gov website and looked up Title 26 like you did on your videos and verified it for myself, and you know, tried to do the research on my own, not just take your word for it, but man, you were right about all of it. And it's amazing. When I saw the definition of state and individual and all of those things, it just what a business is, only mm-hmm. performing public services and works
mm-hmm.
or for the government. I was like, what in the world? This
mm-hmm.
there's a lot there, man. I don't know. I want to fight this. I'm tired of filing, and I'm really it's tough to walk away from that kind of matrix that they've really put us in.
If you want to be free, if you want to leave the matrix, you can. The choice is yours. I can take a horse to a water, but I cannot make him drink. It's up to you to
right.
choose freedom and go deeper than rabbit hole. So continue your search.
Yeah.
Obviously, you need to do more since you have not studied level two, the step two and our seven steps. Take the time on your drive to and from work. Listen to the steps, you know, one through seven. You'll get it done within a week. As long as within your going to work, okay, get it out, do that, you'll get it done within a week. Okay, maybe a little bit longer, and you'll be free. All right, brother, anything
all
else?
Right. Yeah. No, man, thank you so much. Have a good day.
You're welcome, Nelson. My pleasure. Okay. All right. Let's go to another call. If we have one, but we don't, I'll put out the number one more time if you have any more callers with questions. The number to call is 657-383-1755. And press on your telephone keypad 1. That will let me know you have a question, and I will take your question next. On your telephone keypad, dial 657-383-1755, and then press 1, and I will take your question next. We have a caller from area code, let's see, looks like right now, 530. Followed, no, I think 530 call we already took. No, I'm sorry, 571. 571 area code caller. You're live with Freedom Law School. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
My name is Heather, and I heard about you through my brother, Christian Elliott.
Very good. Christian did a good job talking to his sister that he loves. Guys, more we need to talk, see your family that you love, expose them to truth. Great, Heather. How may I help you?
So I did not file this year, as in a couple weeks ago. But obviously last year I had filed, and I had – you know, normally federal estimated income taxes that I would pay because I have my own LLC. And so for when I filed last year, I'd had, I think, like estimated around $3,000 in tax payments. And I think I only paid $2,200. And so what I'm wondering now, okay, I didn't file a 1040, but I was trying to get this question answered before April 15th got here, but I didn't get a chance to. So my question is, in an instance like this where maybe I didn't fully pay that initial $3,000 amount that was estimated tax payment, I'm wondering if I should still be trying to file that as something that was what I had signed on the form for 2023's federal tax payment. Does that make sense?
Heather.
Yeah.
You never owed the IRS any money. So you never needed to send them any estimated quarterly payments in the first place. You just unwittingly. What?
Because I had filed the form, that's why in my conscience I'm thinking, well, should I just at least pay that? Because if I said it was going to be, that's where I'm like in my head, I'm not real clear. Like, did it really
you
say
You sent the
to
form
pay?
To send them $2,200 and send it in without the check along with it for $2,200? Is that what you mean to say?
So what I just, I only paid, you know, a portion of my estimated payment. There was probably like maybe another $1,000 I could have paid. And so I'm
wondering
if
you, on the form you put $3,000, but you sent them only $2,200. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, on the form that was sent, yes, it said like there may be an estimated of like $3,000. And that's where I'm saying, I'm like, so do I still, in a sense, owe that since last year I had signed a form?
I will not bother with any more of this stuff. You know, you sent some form of mistake through deception. You did. It's done. They're not going to come out to $800.
Okay. Okay.
Folks, IRS is not God. I repeat, IRS is not God. They don't just watch you all over. I see you, every single American, everywhere. You know, every action you make with money, you know, your bank account, their little form, every one of your little aunts goes out with the IRS. There's over 200 million of you that work. And you know why we're watching you. That's the deception, the criminal, crooked, major media put in your head. This is scarier. It's a scare tactic. That's why we have on our website, okay, I have, you know, these seven steps. Step three is realize that the IRS is over 99% bluff. And they are the true Wizard of Oz. But no matter how many times I tell you guys that, it doesn't matter. You won't believe me because you've been brainwashed all your life to believe IRS is God. He'll strike you dead for over a few hundred bucks. And hey, come on, guys. You are the owners of this country. The founding fathers were owners of this country. They created the states and the federal government, and you are now in charge. Act like it. Think like it first. You must think like you own the government. They work for you first. Have that attitude, and then you won't be so scared. Okay? Remember, Thomas Jefferson, America's greatest president, in my opinion, said one time, when you have freedom, the government agents are afraid of us, we the people. When you have tyranny, people are afraid of the IRS, of the government. And too many of you are afraid of the government still. Can you knock our freedoms? Your attitude, your mindset needs to change. You need to recognize you own the government. They don't own you.
Right.
And all the information, answers you want, is on our website, www.moscow.org. I sound like a broken record on your drive to and from work. Don't listen to music or talk radio. Put our videos on.
Right.
Almost all of you drive in your car. Why are not using a dead time in your car to educate and de-brainwash yourself? I know you're too busy to sit down and just watch something at home. You're too busy. We all know that. So you end up not watching nothing and remain ignorant.
Instead, the reason why I'm asking is when you were saying about you put the noose around your own neck. So I'm thinking, well, if I put the noose around my neck last year, then do I need to fulfill what I signed my name to, you know, more character, integrity, conscience than fear, and just close that out and be like, okay, that's done. Or you just don't think it really applies because it's kind of already water under the bridge.
I appreciate your integrity. I really do. Because obviously you're a person of integrity, honesty. But two things you got to recognize. You're dealing with a criminal entity like a mafia.
Right.
They don't have integrity with you. So if a mafioso has got your child and says, you know, I'm going to take your kid, give me a wallet also, so I'm going to go take that money and go rape your daughter. Would you feel okay if you kicked him in the nuts, take your daughter back? Oh, I was not in integrity.
Right.
No, you kick them in the nuts and take your child back. So they deceived you filling out the form. Number two, this is a tiny amount. The federal budget is over $6 trillion. What's your $800 to them? Nothing. They're going to have a team of people, Charlie, David, Susan, guys, notice, hey, you know what? I just noticed this Heather gal, she filled out the form saying she owed us $3,000. She only paid $2,200. Hey, guys, get somebody together. Ready? Joe, David, let's go get somebody to go after her. That's not how it works. They're just too busy just keeping up with typing tax returns on their computers, information, taking people's calls, to have time to go after anybody. You know, again, you control the key to your freedom, not me. I'm only a guy. Okay? I'm a
right.
Shows you on our website, okay? One thing people have realized, the IRS is vulnerable. Look at this on my screen. IRS cannot even keep up with filers who have confessed all the IRS money, and the forced collection or levies are down by more than 90% since 2011. Over 90%, they're not taking people's bank accounts and paycheck, Heather. Have you seen that on our website yet, on step three, this chart, Heather?
Yeah.
Well, so why, if you know that from 3.7 million in 2011 went out to 300,000 cases of levy, why would you worry that you would be one of those 300,000 when over 3 million were left alone because they can't get to it? What makes you think that your $800 is so important to the survival of the federal government?
Right. Yeah. No, that's good. Again, for me, it's more conscience than it is like, oh my gosh. Yeah, because I obviously don't want to fund that. It's more just like, well, if I'm signing my name, I need like it's like my word is my bond type of thing. Like I'm going to be honest and integrity, but I get what you're saying. It's a criminal organization. So then just tagging in, my understanding is Virginia, that's where I am, is also follows the federal. So as far as state, then it sounds like I don't really need to pay the state either for estimated
That's
tax
right.
and all of that.
Correct.
Okay. Okay. Well, then that answers my question. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thanks for calling. And thank you, brother, for giving me some peace of mind by sharing some truthful information for your Moscow website with you. We have one more caller from area code 305, I think we have, or 571 first. Let me see which one we got first. 571 we already took. I think we got to go, area code 305 caller. You're live. Please give me your first name, how you heard about us, and then your question, please.
Hi, Cameron. Yeah, my name is Franco. I saw a replay of Redacted.
I can't hear you. Hold on. Get close to your microphone. I can't hear you. You're way too low volume. Get close to your microphone. What's your name?
Okay, it's Franco.
That's much better, Franco. And how did you hear about Peter Boswell?
It was a replay. It was a replay of Redacted.
Very good.
I saw it on YouTube. Yep.
Very
so here's the question. Yeah, so it was a replay. So unfortunately, I never got I just paid $3,100 into federal taxes, and which was owed, but because I hadn't gotten to your videos on the steps. So this is a very general, it's generic two or three questions. So it's fairly generic and broad stroke. Okay, and I'm sure you probably get to this on your videos, but say when someone stops paying federal taxes, if the IRS takes you to court eventually, as it possibly could, what are the legal expenses to have to then defend yourself if and when this happens? I mean, the legal expenses to defend oneself could be exorbitant.
Look,
I mean, don't you sit there and
hold on.
Think,
do you drive your car every day to work?
Yeah. Yes. I'm going to start to listen to you. I will start to listen to your videos. I will.
Well, let me ask you. You know that over 30,000 people die in car accidents every year. And about 300,000 people get serious injury in their car. So why are you still driving your car, taking such chances to die or get seriously injured? Because you know the chances of that happening are extremely low. Now, American population is about 330 million people.
Million.
Right, million, right? You know how many U.S. tax court judges are in America? I'm going to show you. The number of U.S. tax court judges in America, I have it from the own website. Okay, here it is. Look at this. Is 31. That's less than, you know, that's one judge for every 10 million Americans.
Judges, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, there are not enough judges to come after you.
So this idea that the
corrupt major media drums in your head, oh, we can't be afraid of the judges. The court will get you. Powerful judge will pound you over the head. It's a bunch of nonsense. There's way too many of us. 80 plus million non-filers. So get out of your heads. They're not going to come after you. Cash court. The judges will die of a heart attack long before they get your number.
Yeah, but they came. Right, but they came after. But they came after you.
Of course, because I'm a huge target, just like Donald Trump, and I still beat them. But you,
right.
To them, you're nobody. You're a little ant. I'm an ant leader.
Right.
Okay. Of course, you'll try to get an ant leader, like Trump, like me. But to you, that $3,100, you just little. Not to me. To them, you're just a chintzy little guy. You just want a money.
This leads to two other questions, but really this what you just said basically kind of leads to the next question. So if you're currently right now, if you're paying into taxes through your employer, how can you then maybe claim back what was already deducted this year from your paycheck at year end? So the 15th.
You can't.
Right.
What you need to do is stop the stealing of your paycheck, okay? You don't let your employer steal from your paycheck. Go to our website for free at freedomlawschool.org under top menu, top center to right on the right. Put your mouse on that. It'll come up. The menu, the third one is free yourself from tax withholding. And follow the instructions and forms there. In a video, I explain it to you, as well as written instructions. It's all there. All you got to do is take advantage of the free information available at freedomlawschool.org. If you choose to become one of our students in a Restore Freedom plan so we can work together to restore freedom in America, we will give you all the counseling and assistance that you may need as well in this process. But you can do it by yourself, for yourself, for free if you choose as well. Anything else?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's wonderful. And let's just say if and when you stop paying.
Get close to the microphone. Can't hear you again.
When you stop paying into it, would you still be entitled to your Social Security from all the years you contributed if you're getting close to retirement in the next 5 years and you want to start collecting?
Does that work?
You have never been entitled, any of you, to Social Security. You've been lied to again. There is no such thing as a Social Security Trust Fund where they put your money aside for you towards your retirement.
Well, that I
that money goes down the federal rat hole of corruption,
yep,
waste, and criminality from the get-go. The money that they give retirees right now is the money they've stolen from other people like you, you know, and that's so to pay this game that what you pay in into the corruption and what you pay out are related, but they are not. They can stop at any minute. Okay? Your money went down to Ukraine. Your money went down to Gaza.
Yep.
You went down to bail out the banks.
Yep.
Okay? So if you want to be a socialist and apply for Social Security, you can do that, whether you work the day in America or not. The illegal aliens even claim and get Social Security in America. You didn't know that, but that's how corrupt this system is.
Yep. I know. Yep. I get it. Believe me.
So don't worry about
that. I'm a big Trumper.
Stop wasting your money down the rat hole. And that will be cheap. You save and invest your money yourself and become financially independent. You will. Far more than giving your money to the criminals in the sea of swamp and hoping, begging, oh, I hope I get a little bit more social security check, a bigger check from my master IRS, the federal government, oh, my mommy, daddy, please give me a little bit more because I put more in there, sugar daddy, I government, will you? Let's get out of that mentality, folks. Let's stop being socialists. Stop thinking about the benefits of this corruption, socialism, communism, totalitarianism. Okay? Divorce yourself from that fear-based system and be free, independent, with peace, confidence, and prosperity. You'll be there, folks, just like me. Anything else, Franco?
No. Thank you. Appreciate it, Pamela.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Franco. Thank you for calling us. Let's go to the next caller we have. I think we took that next call from vehicle 503, didn't we? Let me see. 503 caller. Is it a different one, perhaps? I think it's a different call from vehicle 5. No, 503 this time. Yeah. Okay, 503 caller, you're live with Freedom Law School. Please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Yes, my name is Shelley, and I heard about you through the Mike through Mike Adams, the Health Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom,
Shelley.
Yeah, I'm going to ask a couple of questions on behalf of my mom. She's a bit of a nervous wreck. She's she gets her socialist insecurity check deposited into an account at Chase. She also has a traditional and a Roth. Is she, at her age of 76, is she able to just simply go to Chase and withdraw her Roth and traditional? She's afraid she's going to get penalized or fined, or they're going to threaten her, this, that, and the other. She's not very financial savvy. And so I'm trying to find out if she can just simply go to Chase and, ask to withdraw her Roth and her traditional IRA without penalty or interest, or is that something she would get if she were to file a 1040?
Even the way the IRS says it, she can, because she's over, 59 and a half years old. Years
right.
ago, she could have taken all that money out, do what she wants with it. Of course, she never needed such accounts to begin with, but she got the money in there. Yes, she can take out any and all of it as much as she wants, whenever she wants to.
Oh, wonderful. So she can just go down tomorrow and I want to take out my funds from my Roth and traditional IRA both.
That's
right. End of story.
End of story. And I would buy, if I was her, some gold or Bitcoin or Ethereum if I was her.
Yeah, definitely Bitcoin. I'm on that wagon. And it will but her Social Security will still keep on coming as long as Social Security supposedly still has money in their account, right? I mean, she won't get penalized.
As long as the federal government, as long as they say they're going to pay it, they'll pay it. Yep.
Right. She'll still continue to get that. It's not going to.
There's no relationship at all. Of course, that's completely irrelevant. Right.
Okay. That's what I thought, but I just wanted some confirmation on that. And I guess that's all I needed to know at this point in time.
Okay. Michelle, do you file income tax yourself?
This is the first year I have not. Because of your videos and because of your introduction, I am a student.
Good job. Good job, Freddie. Very good. Yeah. Well, sign up with our Restore Freedom Plan and let other people know, people you know, and free them to no longer be a slave, no longer being poor and robbed, and no longer having to go debt to credit card companies. Folks, do you know, according to the Federal Reserve, 3 out of 5 Americans are in debt to the credit card companies paying high interest rates and going further in debt every month. 1 out of 4 Americans uses credit cards to buy necessities like foods and gas. And all these people If they were to stop the withholding of income tax from the paycheck or stop making those quarterly estimated tax payments to the IRS and stop filing those 1040 confession tax form and don't no more putting that rope around their neck, we can get rid of this problem. People be the debt slaves of the banks. So love someone, folks. You are literally, it's an act of love when you share our website, freedomlawschool.org, on your Twitter channel, Facebook, okay, online, any social media. Text your friends. Yes, text them. Check out the first page, 9-minute video. Email them. Say, look, I love you. I'm sharing this with you because I love you. On your drive to or back from work today, check out this 9-minute video right there on the front page of Freedom Law School, right here. Folks, step one, this video right here is only 9 minutes long. Say that to people, and they may accept your love or they may not, but you at least give an opportunity. Okay? All right, Shirley, you all set? You're good?
I'm great. Yes. Thank you so much.
I'm so happy
you got introduced through Mike Adams. I've been floored ever since.
I always wish
I would have known decades ago, of course.
Call Mike Adams and tell him that. Okay?
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I don't have his personal phone number.
He's here from you guys, the feedback. Okay?
But I will
all
definitely.
All right, folks, let's. Yes, Shelley?
I was going to say, I will definitely post some things about, you said, I'll post on Mike Adams' Twitter account. I heard that you were going to interview Payman again, and I was wondering if you've come close to setting up that time schedule or something along those lines. You know,
that
because I remember
great.
When I watched the original video, he was going to have you come on again. He was fascinating.
Mm-hmm.
He was fascinated
mm-hmm.
by the information.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
And then, of course, I do spread the news, most of your videos on my Twitter and account. And then also when I'm watching live, I always say, and on comments on YouTube, check out hashtag Freedom Law School. YouTube doesn't let me say .org, so sometimes I can comment a second time and just say .org so they get a hint. You know, you got to do sign language on YouTube.
Yeah,
so,
it's a Freedom Law School, and then instead of rest is just space, D-O-T, and then put space org. People get that. You get around the filter though. You just
how
go
do
to
it?
Freedom Law School, space, D-O-T, space. O-R-G.
Oh, write out dot and then space and then O-R-G. Okay.
Right. You get around
right.
those
okay,
filters
yeah.
that way.
Okay, perfect. I appreciate that. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Shelley. Okay, looks like we're done, folks. We've got several chances for everybody to ask questions. So I'm going to one more time put the call number on the screen. If any last person has a question, I'd be happy to answer it for you. Call 657-383-1755. If you have a question and have your telephone keypad, you press 1, and I'll take your question next. 657-383-1755, and press 1 on your telephone keypad to get your question answered now, okay? I think that's all we got. Well, folks, again, I'll be coming across America to events, doing Restore Freedom seminars across America. I'll be coming to Dallas, San Diego, California, and also to Red Pill Expo in South Dakota, June 15th, around that time, and also to Denver, June 8th, Denver, Colorado. So we're going to put those on our website today. Some of them are still not certain. Some of them are. So with that, hope one of those cities is close to you and we can be in person. Meanwhile, folks, remember, on your drive to and from work, listen to our videos. Then at your lunch or dinner time, you can go in front of your computer or your cell phone. Then you can watch the videos and see proof that what you heard is the truth from government's own official legal websites. I love you all. And what else we got going on? What the else? Oh, we got more callers? All right. I guess I'll take the callers. We got four people here asking questions. All right. We won't end it yet. Let's see. We got someone from area code. We got one. Only one caller from 810. Okay. But the other people left their hands up, I guess. Okay, fine. 810 area code call. You barely called me on time just before I ended it. So if you have a question, please give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
How are you?
I'm doing good, my friend. Thank you. And you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. I just was listening to your show, and I wanted to come in and just reiterate to everybody just how amazing the information is that you give to everyone in these videos
seminars. Anthony Hudson?
Huh?
Wait a minute. This is Anthony Hudson.
This is Anthony Hudson. That's right.
I recognize the voice. Okay, this is a man you guys all heard from earlier this evening. So if you want to ask a question of Anthony Hudson, guess what? The line's open. I can have him be on the line and answer questions for you guys if you got a call in. So go ahead and take the other ones that I have hands up, take them off so I can start again. Great, Anthony. Good to hear from you, my friend.
Good to hear from you. I just got home from dinner, and I thought I would jump on your show and see what you guys were talking about. And I was like, you know what? I got to call in. I got to say hello for everyone that's listening.
Well, thank you, Anthony. I'm glad you called. Have you guys any confirmation that Donald Trump will possibly have you on the podium with him in Detroit? He's going to be speaking. Is that correct? Or Flint?
It's outside of Detroit, up in Saginaw County tomorrow afternoon or tomorrow evening. And as far as we know right now, they're still working to try and get me on stage with Donald Trump or before Donald Trump, so that we can address the crowd and let them know that it's time to take back our country. And one way we do that is to stop paying federal taxes so that we control the purse, not the government. So that is something I will be mentioning should I get on stage before Donald Trump comes on tomorrow night.
Very good. Anthony, it's so great to hear from you again, my friend. Glad you were able to make it. Anything you want to say or add to our listeners before we end this Freedom Hour?
What's that?
Anything else you want to say or add to our listeners before we end the program, this program tonight?
I just want to tell everybody listening that, you know, I was once one of those people that thought none of this could be true. None of this could be real. It's we have to pay taxes. This is what we're supposed to do. And now that I'm a student of the Freedom Law School, I have been given the information. I have seen the facts. I have seen the information that told me that I have been misinformed my entire life when it comes to paying the federal government and paying our federal taxes. And if Paymon were to have a biggest fan in the country right now, I would say I'm one of them, because I fully believe in what you're doing. I believe in the school. I believe in the literature that you've given me, that you've shown me the truth. And I just want the listeners out there to say, listen, I was one of you. I'm still one of you. Even though I'm running for Congress, it doesn't put me above you. These are the facts. If you are willing to open your mind and listen and accept the truth, then Paymon and his team will show you the way to keep your hard-earned money and stop giving it to the federal government. And I will preach this as long as I have to get as many people on board with this program with Freedom Law School, because if the American people wake up and decide that we're going to take our country back and this is how we're going to do it, Paymon Montehede is the guy that can teach you how to do it legally without getting in trouble. And Paymon, you're a lifesaver, man. I can't believe we've come as far as we've come in just such a short period of time. And like I said, I'm a big fan.
Thank you, brother. I really appreciate your support, Anthony. And we're going to do our utmost, folks. Remember, go to AnthonyHudson2K24.com and contribute whatever your heart feels right about, okay? Contribute to get this man elected to not just represent the people in Michigan, his district, but also you, all of you American folks, and the spirit of the U.S. Constitution and the Declaration of Rights, Independence, that, you know, this is our country. He'll represent that spirit in there. So please go to his website, Anthony Hudson, 2K24, which is 2024.com, and contribute $10 or $100. Or look, if you stop paying income tax to our enemies, to the IRS, you can give $1,000, $2,000, or even up to $3,300 per person. My wife gave him $3,300. I gave him $3,000. I got to give him the other $300 by law I'm allowed to give, and I will do that this week, okay? Because this man is not there for himself. Anthony's there for you and me, the people of the district, and all of America. So thank you, Anthony, for being here once again, brother. And, folks, there's no more callers on the line. So I wish you a good evening. I'll be back with you next Tuesday night. Remember, we moved the Freedom Hour to Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. because I will not interfere with my travels on Friday nights and Saturdays and do seminars across the country. Okay? So Thursday nights, we have a replay of the Freedom Hour for a few weeks just to give people a chance to, you know, learn about the change of time to Tuesday nights, but call on Tuesdays for the live show the first time it comes around. Thank you. I give you my love. I wish you all a great evening. I'll be back with you next week. Great job, Anthony. Thank you, brother, for coming on.
Yeah, not a problem, man. I was watching for about 30 minutes, and you just skyrocketed from 400 people to 1,000 people watching your show. And, you know, I wanted to chime in and show support for you and hopefully get people to go to your website and start believing what it is that you're saying, because it's the truth and they need to hear. So anything I can do to help you out, man, I'm here for
you. Thank you. Thank you, brother. We'll be glad to keep you in touch. And remember, you know, Lauren and them are talking about your videos. They'll be doing that stuff for you. Just put them to work. I've already told them. And so let's get on this thing, get your videos, all the stuff you need. Get them out there as soon as possible, brother.
All right. That sounds great. Do me a favor. Can you guys send me a link where my staff can actually watch our interview? Because we clicked on it and you were live, and it just took us right to the live show.
We'll do
they
that.
They didn't see
absolutely
our interview.
We'll absolutely okay. Got it. We'll do it right now. We'll get to edit it first before we do it. We
okay.
Upload it first. We'll have it uploaded to be able to give to people tomorrow afternoon. Tomorrow afternoon, yeah. Tomorrow afternoon, as soon as we have it done, we'll give you the link at that time.
Okay. Sounds great.
Right.
I hope you guys
right,
have
Anthony.
A great night, and I'm glad you brought me up on the show. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony, for calling in, brother. Take care.
Yes, sir. You too.
Bye-bye. He says that number is going to 400.